Welcome to The Conflict.
The Conflict.
A show that discusses life's uncomfortable truths.
You can't handle the truth.
So you can add confidence, happiness, and feel good on the inside.
And the truth shall set you free.
With your host, Life Genius, The Rich Massa.
But if they hate him, why do they listen?
Most common answer, I want to see what he'll say next.
Yo, 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 what's up, my freaky fellas and my twisted sisters? This is your host, The Rich Massa, and welcome to The Conflict. Today's topic, I want to have a little fun with this episode. We've been diving into some deep issues lately, and today I just want to have a little fun, especially since Justice League is coming out. I want to give you my argument why I think if we're going to take Batman and Superman, why I think Superman can be a pussy. And I first, before, yes, I said pussy, okay? I know we could, all right, let me just calm down, The reason, before I get into my argument, I want to get some things out of the way. Before you comic book nerds trash me on iTunes and YouTube, like, Superman's not a pussy. My favorite superhero growing up was Superman. I love Superman. I still love Superman. I love what they're doing with the new 52. He's a little bit more badass. When I was a kid, I used to watch Superman the movie. Christopher Reeve Superman, which in my opinion is still the best Superman, the best guy who played Superman to this date. It is unequaled. Superman 1 and Superman 2, they should have stayed, they should have finished after Superman 2 and been done with it. Going to Superman 4 was friggin' ridiculous. I used to, as a kid, after I watched Superman, and I would watch it all the time, I would get a cape, a towel that was like a red towel, and put a fan on. And I'm sure a lot of guys my age would do this too. And if you don't admit this, go fuck yourself, because you know you did this. I put on a towel, and I tied it around my neck, and I put on a fan, and I would pretend I was Superman. I'm like, dun, 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 and I would play the song in my head. Dun, 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 ba, 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 ba. I would just have the towel flag, you know, flapping in the wind. I loved Superman. I loved him so much. Actually, I love him so much, I want to tell you my favorite joke about Superman. Hold on 1 second, and then we're going to get into the argument. I know my ADD is flipping out. I just had a cup of coffee. Bear with me, because you're going to love this joke. So Superman's flying around. He's flying around. He's trying to fight crime. And I want you to picture that. He's over the buildings, and he's using his X-ray vision to make sure everybody's okay. And he's looking in, but he sees a bunch of, you know, naked women while he is trying to fight crime. Now, he's Superman. Now, if he's Superman, if he has super strength and super speed and super sight and super X-ray vision, he's going to get super horny. So he starts thinking to himself, right? He goes, oh, man, I'm getting super horny. I gotta find something to relieve myself. So he's flying around, and then he sees Wonder Woman's apartment. He's using his X-ray vision. He's like, oh, now let me tell you something. Any guy would do this if he had X-ray vision. He sees Wonder Woman, and she's under the sheets, and she's all touching herself. She's like writhing under the sheets. And she's like moaning, and like, oh, what's she doing? And then Superman notices in her apartment there's an open window. He's thinking to himself, if I use my super speed, if I fly through the window and I go in there and I bang her real quick, she'll never know I was there. So he waited for the right time, and he goes in. He goes, now. He flies in, fucks her real quick, and leaves. She pops up and says, what the hell was that? The Invisible Man pops up and says, I don't know what the hell that was, but my ass is killing me. Moving on. I love comic books. I know you, when you go on my website, you see this good-looking, athletic guy, but I'm bringing out my inner nerd today. Do we have to fight between Marvel and DC? Do we have to fight over every friggin' thing? Can't we just enjoy both of them? That being said, this is how Superman's not a bitch. Hulk versus Superman, a long-standing debate. And if you go on YouTube right now and type Superman versus the Hulk, there's an animation, but it never ends. Who would win, Hulk versus Superman? And I've gotten into this debate many times, and I want to have a debate right now. Hulk versus Superman. And I know everybody that likes Hulk is like, Hulk would whoop Superman's ass, and everybody like me that likes Superman, Superman would whoop the Hulk's ass. All right? Because it's a Marvel versus DC, and people like the Hulk, and people like the like fucking Superman. So I like to say, okay, let's come to a middle ground. Let's just say, when it comes to strength, Hulk and Superman are about as strong as each other. If they got on the bench press and we loaded up planets and shit, they're going to bench or squat as much. Can we at least come to that? Because here's what's going to happen. That's the debate. Who's stronger? Because they're both the overpowered. Here's what I don't get, though. Why does everybody say that Superman's boring because he's overpowered, but Hulk is overpowered, but he's not boring? But that's not, I don't want to cause another fight. I want to come halfway here. What I mean by, okay, they're about as strong as each other, because if we, let's say we get into a debate about how strong they are. I'm going to find comic books that I prove Superman is stronger, and then you're going to find comic books of how the Hulk is stronger. And we're never going to end that. We're never going to end that argument. So let's just come to a middle ground that the Hulk and Superman are about as strong as each other. They're equal in overall strength. They could probably lift planet Earth over their head, because there's evidence of, in certain comic books, that the Hulk lifted like tectonic plates and held it for, you know, a week. And there's evidence that like Superman bench pressed the Earth for 3 days and didn't get tired. It's ridiculous. So let's just come, Marvel, come over to DC a little bit and just say, and I also want to add in that when I was a kid, I used to read the Hulk comic books to my blind ass cousin. So I have a love for the Hulk too. That being said, let's say the Hulk and Superman, if they got on the bench press or the squat rack, they're going to be about as strong as each other. Can we come halfway? I'm going to take your silence as a yes. Okay, so they're about as strong. Let's compare them, since I said I love martial arts. Let's compare them to UFC fighters or mixed martial arts fighters. Let's take Fighter One. Fighter One is enormous. Let's say like a Brock Lesnar. He's huge, strong, fast, and he goes into a rage. He's unstoppable. He goes into a rage, and he's a hulking mass. Let's say a Brock Lesnar. Then you have Fighter Two. Fighter Two stays calm. He's faster, because you have to remember, Superman is faster than a locomotive. He's not as fast as the Flash, but he can not maybe give him a run for, but he's the second fastest league, Justice Member League. Okay, he's faster, and he has more weapons in his arsenal when it comes to fighting, and he stays calm and keeps his intelligence. So you have Fighter One. Let's say a few years ago there was Brock Lesnar, which everybody was scared of, and Cain Velasquez. You have one that goes into a rage and is a hulking mass monster that no one wants to fight, and then you have someone who's faster, stays calm, has a few more weapons. Superman has also ice breath, and he also has fucking heat ray vision, and he has super speed. If you take Fighter One and Fighter Two, that fighter would win. Fighter Two would win because he's faster and has more weapons in his arsenal. Boom! Superman would win. Okay? Can we come... Now, after that, because you just agreed that they're about the same strength, if you disagree after that argument, then you just like the Hulk and you just want the fuck the Hulk to win, and then our conversation's done. But if you could at least come halfway with me and say they're about as strong as each other, then you have to agree. And also, motherfuckers, Stan Lee even said that the DC characters are stronger and more powerful than the Marvel characters. He, the creator of Marvel Comics, has admitted that. Okay, now that I've proved that Superman's not a bitch, now let's go into why I think he's a pussy. All right? Now I'm like, because you're like, Rich, can you get to the fucking point of this podcast already? I came here to say, why is Superman a pussy. Okay. This is how Superman, in my opinion, can be a pussy. You have Batman versus Superman. Superman, when it comes to being masculine and a man, you know I'm all about self-image, you attract the type of woman of your confidence level, of your, you know, of who you are. All right? Superman can leap fucking tall buildings in a single bound and is bulletproof, and he fucks with stupid-ass, sassy reporter Lois Lane. He's always bitching and moaning, putting the earth at risk to save Lois fucking Lane. I can't stand Lois Lane sometimes. She is annoying. And all he does is he puts that pussy on a pedestal, and that's it. Lois, they even made a movie, Superman Returns, where he's all crying all the fucking time over, you're a fucking Superman! And you're putting a fucking reporter on this pedestal above you. I just don't get it. You're a pussy. Then you have Batman, billionaire, bad boy. He takes on Hugh Hefner's, by the way, at this time of the recording, Hugh Hefner just passed, the myth, the legend, rest in peace. He takes on the Hugh Hefner, you know, he's a billionaire. He actually is such a badass that he's the leader of the Justice League. And you know who he's fucking? Wonder Woman. This motherfucker, a human, is fucking Wonder Woman. I rest my case. That's it. That's how Superman can be a pussy, because he's pussy whipped. He's constantly, every time Lois, in Superman 2, this motherfucker gave up his powers for Lois. Batman would, now he would say, now I'm not going to say, because there's a few episodes of Justice League, like Batman does not like it when people that he cares about dies. He would put his life on the line for Wonder Woman. But if he said, Wonder Woman said, listen, motherfucker, in order to prove your love to me, you got to give up your batarangs. Batman are like, fuck you, bitch. I made these motherfucking batarangs. All right? You could go kiss my fucking ass. And Wonder Woman, who honestly, and everyone knows I'm a little bit sexist. Honestly, Wonder Woman, if you put Wonder Woman versus Superman, because Superman in the movies, he is just brute strength. He doesn't really know any forms of fighting. Wonder Woman is a god as strong as Superman and would whoop his fucking ass. She would. I hate to admit it, but Wonder Woman would beat Superman, okay? And she fucks Batman. That's it. I rest my case. Now, if anybody wants to fucking take on that argument, because we always see when guys put women on this pedestal, a little piece inside you says, oh, what a pussy. Do you have to do that, Superman? You're fucking Superman. Are you really Clark Kent in there? Or are you just a guy that can jump high and fly? All right? I say, because he puts it on the pedestal, he's a pussy. Batman is not a pussy. He's a badass. If you want to debate me on this topic, go to TheRichMassa, T-H-E, TheRichMassa.com, and put your debate in the comment section. Bring it on, bitches. I just laid some fucking comic book knowledge on your ass. I want you to email me and give me an argument, and I'll see you assholes later. See you later, my freaky fellas and twisted sisters. Go to TheRichMassa.com if you disagree with me.
YouTube or Snapchat. Just search The Rich Massa. You can also learn how to book Rich for speaking engagements, coaching, or get more infotainment at therichmassa.com.